The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Is forgiveness of sin and redemption from sin the same thing, a similar thing, or two different things? This is Grace in Focus, and today we'll be looking at this question from Colossians 1:15. What are the meanings of redemption and forgiveness? This is the Grace in Focus radio broadcast and podcast. Thank you for listening daily. And it is a ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Find out more about us by going to our website, faithalone.org. One thing you'll find there is our seminary. It is an online seminary, and you can earn an MDiv degree for free if you maintain a 3.0 grade average. If you are thinking of starting in our fall semester, right now is the time to put in your application, get accepted, and then registration for the fall semester is right around the corner. Many other things on that website, faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Catherine Wright and Ken Yates.
I got to tell you, Catherine, I'm pumped up about this question.
It's a good one.
It's a good question, and it is a subject that is near and dear to our hearts. Catherine and I have talked about doing a book on the forgiveness of sins, and I think this is such a
hot topic.
Mm-hmm. I compare it to years ago, there was a book written called Decision Making in the Will of God by a man by the name of Friesen. It really challenged the way so many within evangelicalism look at decision making. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember as a young man, decision making was cast a fleece, or you got to find God's perfect will for every big decision you make, you know, like should I buy this car or whatever. And that book really challenged my thinking, and it challenged a lot of thinking. I think the same thing needs to happen with this issue of the forgiveness of sins.
Yeah.
But let's get to the question and ask a question related to this very topic. And go ahead and read the question.
So she's asking about Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. And her question is redemption through Christ's blood the same thing as the forgiveness of sins in this passage?
Yeah. And again, let me read these verses for you. She mentioned Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And here's the issue, verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, particularly verse 14, is the redemption and the forgiveness of sins the same thing? When you talk to most within our churches, I think the tendency would be very strong to say, well, yeah, I'm redeemed from hell, redeemed how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm assuming that that came from this verse, that song does. So we're redeemed from hell, and we're forgiven of our sins when we are saved, and therefore our sins are going to send us to hell. So we've been redeemed from hell, and then we've been forgiven of our sins, and we don't go to hell. And so redeemed and forgiveness of sins are going to be the same thing. And basically,
I think even the idea of being delivered from the power of darkness.
Right.
That, I don't know, I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but I would think something along the lines of, as an unbeliever, you were in the kingdom of, or in the power of Satan and darkness, but now that you're saved, you're going to heaven.
Right.
You're in the kingdom of light.
And
so
most,
it's all about...
Yeah, this is all about salvation.
It's just synonyms.
This is, yeah, these are all just ways of saying that. And again, I would just ask our listeners, when you hear the word redeemed, what do you think? You know, when you hear the gospel presented, how is it usually presented? By far the most common, believe in Jesus and he'll forgive you of your sins. You know, it's rare that you believe in Jesus for eternal life. You don't hear that. Believe in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins.
That's right. Yeah.
He'll wash your sins away. You know, these kind of things.
It goes back to something that we talk about at GES a lot, which is, you know, at the moment of salvation, many, many things happen. But unfortunately, we tend to lump them all into just the box of I'm going to heaven.
Yeah.
And what we strive to do at GES is define what all of these different separate things are, because they're not the same. They are different blessings or gifts. And so as we look at these terms, they're different words. So shouldn't they mean different things?
Yeah, and it's just assumed they mean the same. And that's right. The question. Are these the same? If you haven't figured it out yet, you may have already picked up that Catherine and I would say no. Well, in fact, a few minutes ago, Catherine said, she said no.
I like to lay the cards out on the table. Just go ahead and tell you.
Lewis Berry Chafer famously said that the unbeliever doesn't have a sin problem. He has a son problem. He doesn't have life in the son. And it is not our sins that cause us to be cast into the lake of fire. It's because we don't have life. And we don't have life if we've never believed in Jesus alone for it. So what does the forgiveness of sins mean? Well, the forgiveness of sins means that we now have fellowship with God.
We have peace.
Yeah, there's a difference. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm given eternal life, but God is, and as Catherine just said, we receive more than that when we believe. Mm-hmm. We receive the forgiveness of sins. And because my sins are forgiven when I believe, I now can have communion with God. We can have intimacy. We can have fellowship with him. And so Paul is telling the Colossae believers, or the believers at Colossae, that this is what has happened to you.
You are invited to subscribe to the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. You will find our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday videos there, enlightening and encouraging, and even probably humorous at times if you like Bob Wilkins' humor. Indeed, you will get biblical truth about free grace themes like faith alone for eternal salvation and why the Grace Evangelical Society is zero-point Calvinistic. We come your way 3 times a week at the Grace Evangelical YouTube channel. Check it out and tell a friend about the Grace Evangelical Society.
Paul is telling the Colossae believers, or the believers at Colossae, this is what has happened to you. Now, the reason he's doing that is because he is combating a false teaching that's going on there. And these false teachers, we got to read between the lines, what they were saying is that they needed some kind of additional thing. They needed some kind of special knowledge in order to be close to God. And Paul is saying, no. As believers, your sins were forgiven, and you have fellowship with him already. You have everything you need at the moment of faith. You don't need something in addition. If we're going to apply it today, is you don't need to speak in tongues. You know, you don't need some kind of mystical experience.
You don't have to go to a priest.
That's right. You don't have to do anything. Your sins are forgiven. And now, the believer who sins needs to confess those sins in order to have those sins forgiven, in order for that fellowship to continue.
That's right.
But in him, we have the forgiveness of sins, either when we believe and we receive the forgiveness of sins. I would say all your past sins have been forgiven.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. At the moment, you don't have to confess. When you become a believer, you don't have to confess all the sins that you've committed as an unbeliever.
But what you're saying, just to clarify, is that is something in addition to receiving the gift of eternal life.
Right.
This is a different benefit.
Right.
And because of this benefit, we now can go to him and we can walk with him and we can have peace with him and work with him.
Sure.
Grow with him, which is part of the issue with Colossians as well, that evidently, these false teachers were saying they had some sort of special knowledge that they, you know, that they had come to them for. No, you have everything you need in Christ to grow.
Right.
That's the point.
And I would also say that when it talks about in verse 14, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. The redemption is a result of his blood, which is something different. We're going to talk about that in a second. Mm-hmm. And so is the forgiveness of sins. Because he died on the cross, when I believe, all my past sins are forgiven. That's through his blood. And then when I confess those sins that I commit in the future,
1 John 1:9,
through his blood, we have the forgiveness of sins.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. So in both ways, whether we're talking about when I come to faith and my past sins are forgiven, or when I sin in the future and I confess them, it's all because of the blood of Christ. And all of that is what results in me being in fellowship with God.
That's right.
Through his blood. So in other words, the blood of Christ here, Paul is not saying here in Colossians, because of the blood of Christ, you're going to go to heaven. That's right. Not what he's saying in this verse.
That's true, it's true. Just not what
that's exactly
is
right.
going on in Colossians.
In Colossians. Yeah. It is the forgiveness of sins that I have through the blood of Christ. And again, this is combating the false teachers there that was going on. So what about the word redemption? We mm-hmm. would say those are not the same thing.
Right.
There's a reason why Paul uses different terms here. He's not just repeating himself, using mm-hmm. different ways of saying the same thing. I would say redemption means to be bought out of the slave market.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a price that has set you free. And Paul says, you have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. Well, you've been set free from a slave market
mm-hmm.
through the blood of Christ. What does that mean? Well, we were slaves to sin.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul talks about this in the book of Romans in great lengths, that before we became believers, we were slaves to sin. We have no choice but to serve it. But when Christ died and rose from the dead, he broke the power of that for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we are united to him. The same power that raised him from the dead lives within us. He died on the cross because of our sins. But when he rose, the power of sin was broken. And when we believe in him, here's another benefit.
Yeah.
We no longer have to serve the power of sin. We can now walk by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We've also received the forgiveness of sins, which means we can have fellowship with him. We have access to him, Romans 5:2.
Mm-hmm.
All these things are in addition to receiving eternal life.
Mm-hmm. In other words, yes, at the moment of faith, you received eternal life. But at the moment of faith, you also received all of the equipment and positional benefits that are necessary for you to live the victorious Christian life as well.
Yes. And of course, again, that goes with the point of the book of Colossians.
Perfectly, yeah.
Where you have this false teaching that was saying, oh, no, you need something extra.
Right.
When you read the book of Colossians, what you see is that they were offering some kind of mystical experience that mm-hmm. would make you super Christian.
Which, goodness, don't we see that today?
Oh, absolutely, we see it today.
Yeah, you have to come to me and my church and my special mission, the cults certainly, but even in mainstream areas we see this. And so, no, everything that you need, again, to live a healthy Christian life is founded in Christ.
Yes, he has paid the price to set you free from the power of sin. He's redeemed you.
Mm-hmm.
He's bought you.
Mm-hmm.
And he has forgiven you of all your sins. And in his blood, you confess those sins and you continue to have fellowship with him.
Yeah.
And you have everything you need in Christ. So I think our Christian jargon has messed us up. Just look at what the Bible has to say.
Keep grace in focus.
We invite you to check out our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 5-minute YouTube videos at YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. You will love the content and learn a lot. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Please make sure your question is as succinct and clear as possible. That would be a great big help. On our next episode, was Simon the Sorcerer born again? Please join us for that. And until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.